The Garden Guardian, A Good Omens podfic, written by They Call Me Durnham, and read by Jupp. For the prompt, Guardians. When night fell across the city, that was when Crowley would awake. Stretching his neck, flexing his long stone claws, and flicking his arrow-headed tail, he soaked in the feeling of moonlight and breathed in the smells that floated high across the streets and the buildings. Then he scampered off the buttress where he had stood guard all day long. He had been here for many years now, watching the city grow and change. He and his brothers and sisters were carved carefully and placed on the exterior of the cathedral, which in itself had been through many renovations and expansions, but its best qualities remained the same. Stone walls, vaulted ceilings, and the gargoyles on the outside, mouths gaping to let out the water that would otherwise pool in the roof gutters. Some rainwater was left in Crowley's mouth now, and he gargled and spat it out, as he leapt from tree to tree along the edge of the park. It had taken nearly a century for him and his siblings to take on a life of their own, and Crowley relished every minute of it that he could spend away from his assigned post. They'd been carved long ago to remind the people of the wickedness that lay beyond if they did not seek refuge in the church. Crowley wasn't sure if you could be wicked if you were carved from stone and made to just sit there with your mouth open. He scampered over the pavement, stone skin scratching against the asphalt. Round the corner, he caught sight of a structure he'd always known from the roof, but not from the entryway. Curious, Crowley darted in closer and sniffed the air. Fresh water, the underlying stink of fish, but also young green bamboo, the brass of old gongs, and tea? He moved in closer. The structure was the entry and pagoda around a Chinese garden. That was one thing he liked about watching the city through the years. People came in from all over the world, and they brought their culture with them, finding places to build things that were important. All along the outer wall, every few paces or so, stood a stone lion, or was it a dog? And like the gargoyles, they were moving. But they never strayed away from their posts, merely shifting their weight, yawning or scratching, or pacing around before jumping onto the pedestal again. One of them, however, had toppled off his pedestal and was licking at something on the floor. Crowley watched as a carved stone ball rolled out from between its paws and toward him. Curiously, he nudged at the ball with his nose, creeping closer and closer toward the stone creature. "Is this yours?" The lion dog yelped and looked up. He had big, curious eyes and a fluffy mane. He was rather round, clumsy, and cute. "Sorry, what was that?" Crowley chuckled and leaned forward, a strange, twisted little thing with horns and wide nostrils. "I said, what are you doing?" The lion dog suddenly looked embarrassed. "I wanted to taste it." The thing he seemed to be licking at was a fallen popsicle, perhaps dropped by a child as the garden was closing to visitors, still not fully melted in the cold night air. His gaze fell on the stone ball.
"Oh, that's mine."
Crowley rolled it back toward the lion dog, who rested a paw on top of it absent-mindedly, as if he had been doing it for 100 years. "What's it for?"
I don't know, really.
The lion dog glanced down at the ball, as if he hadn't thought to question its presence before.
I've always had it. You haven't got one,
he added, eyeing Crowley curiously.
I say, what are you?
Me? Crowley drawled, stalking around to stand next to the lion dog. I'm a gargoyle. I live up there. He pointed at the roof of the cathedral. We only wake up and move around at night, just like you guys, I guess. What are you? The lion dog drew himself up proudly with a rustle of stone fur.
I am a Shishi, a stone lion guardian. I've been here for years.
Really? Never seen you before.
We don't really leave our spots. Besides, it took some time for us to realize we could actually move.
He eyed Crowley.
So, you're not some kind of evil spirit, are you? If you are, I shall have to do something about that. We Shishi are meant to protect this garden from wicked things, you know.
Oh, I don't think I could be a wicked thing, Crowley stammered. I haven't done much of anything, really, so I couldn't be wicked, could I? The lion dog seemed to contemplate this.
Well, one could say there's a difference to what you might be and what you do. Do you, say, bring pestilence and ill health to undeserving mortal folk? Do you sow discord in the minds of men?
Crowley racked his brain. Can't say that I have. Up till lately, it's been a lot of sitting around, watching and scurrying.
Oh, said the lion dog brightly. I suppose that's all right then. My name is Aziraphale.
I'm Crowley, grinned the gargoyle.
Try this thing,
Aziraphale encouraged, motioning to the popsicle on the floor. Crowley did, bending to lick at the sludge. He was surprised at the rush of sweetness that flooded his mouth. Wow!
Right, exclaimed Aziraphale. If that's delicious, imagine what else is out there. The food the humans eat. They make it sometimes inside. Tea and little cakes and things.
Is it nice in there?
Oh, yes, very. It's green and peaceful, and a little river runs through the whole thing with these lovely round bridges to get across. And people like to come and walk on the...
He glanced at Crowley vorily.
Are you trying to get in?
You make it sound so nice.
I don't think I can let you in.
Aziraphale said.
You're not a human. You're something else entirely.
But what if I want to see? Collectively, all the other Shishi bristled on the spot and barked out,
No!
Crowley stuck his tongue out while Aziraphale looked chagrined. Aziraphale, called a haughty-sounding female Shishi. You get back to your position now before somebody sees.
I can't let you in,
Aziraphale said to Crowley apologetically.
But I can always meet you here. Now that I know, you're not an evil spirit. What is it you do on that pointy-roofed building anyway?
Crowley shrugged. I just watch, really. Oh. And I spit water out of my mouth when it rains. I can show you sometime.
Do you love that place and make sure nothing ever happens to it?
Crowley considered. Look, I'll be honest. I think I am a wicked thing. Or I'm a copy of what people thought was a wicked thing a long time ago. But I would never hurt anyone. He added, when Aziraphale looked surprised. I really love that place. We all do. That's why we stuck around. I guess we have protected it, in a way. He thought of wars, and of heavy rains, and of proposed and then rejected building codes that would have tried to do away with anything old and interesting and replaced it with something new and boring. The cathedral had survived because the gargoyles would not, could not leave. Aziraphale nodded understandingly.
Then you're sort of a guardian too, and I really do think you're a nice person.
I'm not nice, said Crowley scathingly, but even so, the words warmed something in him that might be called a heart. He was surprised when Aziraphale put his snout toward Crowley. He lifted one of the gargoyle's paws with his own and placed it on his nose, which Crowley noticed was worn a little smoother.
That's good luck, explained Aziraphale.
Tentatively, Crowley took his paw off and replaced it with his own snout. Boop!
Oh, you are so silly, said Aziraphale,
as if they had known each other for years, and Crowley laughed. They talked all night, tossing or rolling the stone ball back and forth like a game, until the moon began to set, and Crowley knew he had to leave or remain frozen in front of the pagoda, and that would be another thing the humans would be puzzled by in the morning. It was nice meeting you, Aziraphale, Crowley said.
Likewise, my dear.
Crowley grinned, toothy and sharp, and made to slink off through the gutters and downpipes of the city, but before he did, he turned back to Aziraphale. Can I come see you again tomorrow night? He asked. The shishi settled onto his pedestal, tail tucked in neatly and paws resting together, one curled over the stone ball.
Of course, I'm not going anywhere.
The end.